Struggle is in fact the core of our life. Love is not the core of life, neither the cornerstone of our relationships. Struggle is. The fact is that everything in nature comes from struggle of the elements, even on the smallest level. We are not made for love. We are made to struggle. Let us start at the beginning of time and the foundation of life, the atoms. The atoms are made of different elements, such as protons, neutrons, and electrons. We can go even deeper. That's too much for most people. All these parts are working together, and at the same time, they are competing with other atoms for their electrical value of the atom. The electron is hopping from one atom to the other, while the nucleus of the atom is competing with each other for the best configuration. On every level, like molecules and tissues, there is that struggle going on. And it's continuing. And there is no exception in nature for it. When we consider the living world as we know it, there are no animals or plants who live in complete harmony with others, with their environment. There is always a strive to balance, but it will never be reached because nature doesn't allow it to be reached. Between everything, there is competition for space, for air, for resources, and so on. A continued struggle for survival and multiplication. This struggle for life is normal in every human being. Human beings struggle not only for their environment, but inside themselves, which makes them unique in nature, as far as we know it now. We are more complicated and have many elements of struggle in life going on. Our struggle for life starts at birth and continues till death. We have internal and external struggles, which are all fed by the events we meet during the lifetime. Each of us finds its own way to deal with them. And there is no universal formula to do it. No religion can offer the full package of solutions, neither can life philosophers or teachers or gurus or all those holy people give us the real solution how we deal with life. Nobody knows the real right answers to all these many questions. But there is a way to learn how to deal with it all. But it's not meditation. It's not mindfulness. It's not peacefulness or tranquility. struggle cannot solved by passivity and no action. Struggle is only action from the beginning till the end of time. That is life in reality. But what and who wants to accept that? Yes, the warrior of life, you, me, and so many, 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 many people. Someone who is open to the universal battle of life and willing to survive. The law of life is based on the struggle we face it with the heart of a warrior and not that peaceful, loving, meditating mind. Because emptiness doesn't solve. The people who choose to live like that, like monks and merits, they are protected and supported by the warrior who defends their way of life. So go and live that life, but don't forget the warrior who protects you. Of course, this is just a very shortcut explanation of the reality to make you realize that the pink and white clouds are imaginary, which deserves your attention and focus to deal with life. The way of the warrior is written in the law of life.